and happy Juicy Friday. As you can see, Alex and I are here live in San Diego with our amazing friend Evelyn. We're really excited. We're speaking at Lisa Nichols' Speak and Write to Make Millions event this weekend, and we thought, well, we're in town in San Diego. We know so many amazing people, so let's totally take advantage of this time that we're here, and let's get together for some great juicy conversation. So we've invited Evelyn over today, and we would like to introduce you to her. Evelyn is originally from Venezuela. She's now living in San Diego with her son and her husband, and they have a very, very successful website in the Spanish market, and it translates into the power of being. Now, they're in the process of actually translating this and bringing this to the English market as well, and we are so excited that the message that you guys share is going to be available to all of us who don't actually speak Spanish. So it's called True Self Living, and Evelyn, you explain it much, much better than me. I know you guys do coaching, you offer a lot of amazing advice, so why don't you just take a couple of minutes and tell us about all of the great, amazing things you are up to.
Well, basically, our business is an expansion of consciousness business. And from there, we revolve around it, and we have been creating things. We are coaches. We are authors. My husband has been a speaker for 17 years. He's a published author of two books that he wouldn't be writing right now because they are more in the line of the traditional paradigm of the personal development. Mm-hmm. And we have been moving for the past 2 years away from that paradigm, and we are more into the paradigm of the living from your true self. Mm-hmm. So, which is different. The traditional paradigm of personal development is based on doing, based on achieving, based on goals. And we are more based on living your excitement, follow your excitement, and awakening from the hypnosis, what we call the hypnosis. It's an analogy. Mm-hmm. And we have been designing traditional coaching programs, transformational coaching programs for people around the world. We are also doing coaching one-on-one. But basically what we do is we share our own journey in the expansion of consciousness. And as long as we move, we share, and we explore our own journey, and then we tell other people what are we doing. So basically our website is more like a traditional blog, you know, where you tell the stories of what is going on. We are not gurus. We are not personal development gurus. We are people like everyone else living a journey and living it from our true self and in an awakened state. We are not fully awakened yet. If we would have, then we would have been out of this physical plane. So what we are doing is enjoying the journey of being from our consciousness, knowing that this that we are living is just an illusion, that it looks so real and it's so fascinating to live it. Mm-hmm. So that's what we are doing.
Yeah, I love that. Before we started this interview, we were chatting over coffee a lot, 2 hours worth of chatting about Evelyn's amazing business and what her and her husband are up to. And I love the analogy that you use of really de-hypnotizing people and really causing them to wake up and just be, and they are the creators of the reality. And like you said, everything is a reflection of what people create and what they make of what is in their surroundings. And I just find that so fascinating and very different from the traditional personal development paradigm, which really focuses on the state where you're not currently at. It's like, okay, well, in order to be enlightened or aware or have a higher consciousness, you need to do X, Y, Z.
Yep.
When really it's about being just so acutely aware and accepting of your present, you know, environment, and being aware of the fact that you have created that and really experiencing and being. And so I think that's such a powerful idea and something that, you know, really resonated with Leanne and I. And before we talk a little bit more about all of that stuff, which is so interesting.
It's going to take us 2 more hours.
Yeah, which is going to probably, this interview might be long, is, you know, Leanne had mentioned that you're from Venezuela and you now live in San Diego, and you had hinted that you have kind of an interesting story about how you got over here. So we really want to hear that, and I'm sure our listeners do too.
Please tell us.
Yeah, we call that process our Olympics. And it was a process that lasts 4 months and 4 days. In fact, in April 15th, we just decided to jump to our reality where we were going to move to the place where we wanted to live. And we decided that, okay, which is the place that we have always been, you know, like looking forward to live in. And we knew that it was San Diego, California.
Mm-hmm.
in my country right now, in the past years, it has been it is a terrible situation that we are living as a society and as a country. And everybody thought that we were wanting to leave Venezuela just because of the situation. And it was not like that. We were living in our bubble reality, mm-hmm. where we were having an amazing business, we were doing amazing things, and we were having, you know, some hard times and moments based on the political and economical situation. But basically, we wanted to follow our excitement, which was to live in California. So we decided, okay, we're going to move from Venezuela to San Diego in 4 months.
Wow.
And we opened the calendar and we say, okay, which day, based on my son, you know, that he was finishing school, we said, okay, August 19th. We didn't have a clue how we were going to do it. We didn't have the money that everybody said that you need to move from one country to another one. We didn't have the legal requirements. We didn't have, you know, basically all our income was coming from our speaking engagements, and we knew that if we were coming to the States, you know, in a legal basis, we wouldn't be able to go out of the country for a while mm-hmm. we were in the, you know, in the status of intermediate. So we knew that we couldn't leave based on that. But we said, we will figure it out. We were totally and literally out of our minds. Yeah. So we were totally into our expanded consciousness.
Yeah.
And we were following those whispers, and we were doing it. And we call that process our Olympics because we said, okay, if you are an Olympic athlete, you do different things than if you are, you know, just an athlete, you know, in college or something like that. You need to do different things. You need to hire an Olympic coach. You have an Olympic training. You have different kind of mindsets. Mm-hmm. And you don't call one morning, you know, your coach and say, you know what, coach, I don't feel like training today. I will train tomorrow morning. You do what you have to do. But you do it out of your, want me to turn off that? It's part of being life.
Yeah, totally.
So, and we decided that we were going to transform our mindset, and we were going to transform our beings in the person that could do that jump, that mm-hmm. could move from one reality to another one. So we decided to hire a coach. It was a vibrational coach, mm-hmm. which is an amazing woman. She's Eva Gregory. She's an American. And we started to create an instructor. Everybody, we didn't share that we were moving with a lot of people, because with the people that we share that, they said that you're crazy, you mm-hmm. cannot do it, you need a lot of money, you need a lot of things.
Right.
And we didn't have them. So in 4 months, to make a long story short, we got the legal papers. And the government granted us a visa, which is called an O visa, which it goes for outstanding abilities, based on my husband's career mm-hmm. as a speaker. And that visa granted us 3 years to live in the States. And I said, awesome, we can, you know, keep figuring out. And we did a lot of things. We sold everything that we had. We said, okay, we are going to pack just 2 suitcases per person. 2 for my husband, 2 for me, 2 for my son, and 1 for my husband's daughter, because she was only going to be for vacations with us. And then we got rid of everything that we had, yeah. everything. Mm-hmm. And we came here to the States with 7 suitcases, 2 kids, and we went from the airport to a hotel.
Yeah.
We spent 5 weeks jumping from one hotel to the other one because we were looking for a place to rent, you know, that we liked. We knew the essence of what we wanted to experience in a house. So it was not about renting a place. We knew what we wanted to experience. Mm-hmm. And it was not like, okay, I want a white house with 5 bedrooms and this and that. It was more like the essence of what we want to experience. So after 5 weeks from one hotel to another one and 21 houses, we got to a house and we said, this is it. Mm-hmm. We resonated with the house. But the thing was that before moving here, we started to transform ourselves into different persons. And I remember one day, it was a very intense process because we were launching our coaching program. We were in the middle of learning new ways of thinking. We were doing we had a different praxis every day. We incorporated a lot of different things for us to be able to be here. We even hire a personal trainer, because we knew that we had to handle and manage our energy, our physical energy, in a different way. And I remember one day that I said to my husband, honey, I know that this process is not about us moving to the States. This process is about becoming different persons, different people who can make that jump. Mm-hmm. So it was a total change of mindset, of beliefs, and moving from our self all the time, our true self. It was an amazing experience. And there's a funny, we had a lot of episodes in the middle of things that happened and that we didn't know how we were going to handle those experiences. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing how the magic happened and everything was, you know, moving and flowing. And we even had one situation with PayPal one time that PayPal blocked our money because we were having, you know, a lot of payments. And everybody told us, you know what, once PayPal block your money, it's going to be a hard time for you to recover that money. It's like a 6-month process. Well, again, a long story short, they released our money like in 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So everything was happening according to our...
Your terms.
It was not even our terms. Yeah. It was, you know, like expanded consciousness terms. It was like everything was flowing, but we changed our mindset in a way that we were not struggling with circumstances. Mm-hmm. It was about our state of being. It was not about the circumstances and overcoming circumstances. It was about allowing circumstances to be and then for us to use those circumstances to expand.
And create.
When we were expanding our consciousness, things were transforming on the way. We were not intending for the process to be in one way. Yeah. We were just leaving the process in the way. And in the process, we even won something called the lottery, the Visa lottery.
Did you really? We have another friend who won that as well, actually.
So we won the Visa lottery and people were saying, but you're so lucky. Everything goes well for you, you know? Yeah. You are the perfect couple. Everything is going fine. And it's amazing how sometimes people think that when you are living the life of your dreams, you are lucky. And that it's a way for people to say, well, you know, you have something that I don't have. You have luck and I don't. And it's not about that. It's a journey of expansion of your consciousness. When you are not trying to control life, but you flow with life and you don't label, oh, this is bad, this is good, this is... those are just flow of energy.
Yeah.
Energy is not good or bad. So we flow, you say flew?
Flow.
You flow.
Flow. Yeah.
We flow with circumstances. And, it was an amazing journey when we came here and we found ourselves. And even now, 1 year and a half, year and a half later, we're still in awe, enjoying how we created this reality. But we didn't create it from here.
Yeah.
We just allow it from here. That we created it from our expanded consciousness.
Yeah.
So it has been a very fun journey to find ourselves here and meet with people like you. And it's so cool. It's so cool when you live from your expanded consciousness. There's no struggle.
Well, you just said so many powerful things, and I'm going to talk about a couple right now because I know that we only have so much time. But the one thing that really stood out to me, and this is actually what we were talking about before we started recording this, is really the power of our beliefs. And you used a really cool analogy right there. Like you guys said, this is our Olympic. This is the Olympics for us. So you believed that it was the Olympics, and then you actually made the connection, though. How does an Olympic athlete behave? And then you actually started taking on those behaviors. And before this interview, you had mentioned that you smoked, and then the one day, the next, you said, okay, I'm going to quit tomorrow. And the next day, you quit, and people would ask, do you smoke? And you're like, no, I don't smoke. And you really took on the traits and the qualities of somebody who didn't smoke, and you believed it in every cell of your body and on a different level. So it was, and it was easy. You didn't struggle with that.
For me, there's a difference between the belief and knowing.
Yeah.
I used to believe more in beliefs in the past.
Right. And now it's that feeling.
Right now, for me, is the direct experience of the knowingness.
Yeah.
We were just talking about a quote from Einstein.
Yes.
Who says that if you cannot explain it, you really don't get it or you really don't understand it. And I don't agree with that because there are a lot of direct experiences. Mm-hmm. And sorry, Einstein, but there are a lot of direct experiences that you cannot explain, but mm-hmm. you know them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So back then, yes, we believe that was our experience, you know, to be an Olympic athlete, you know, in our mind. But right now, we live more out of our intuition.
Yeah.
We don't have plans. Of course, if you have a launch, as we are going to have soon for True Self Living, then you follow a plan. But we are very open to change that plan. Yeah. We play by, not by ear, but we play by intuition.
Yeah,
and sometimes, you know, if we are not aligned, if we feel misaligned somehow, mm-hmm. then we stop it.
Yeah.
We stop it and we change it. And we don't have anything against that. One of the main hypnosis is the power, is the supremacy of action.
Mm-hmm.
We think that if we do and we do and we do and we persist,
yeah.
I do not believe in that at all. I mean, for me, it's not persistence per se, it's the energy behind the persistence.
Yeah.
Because you can persist in something and never achieve it, you know,
yeah.
because
yeah,
your energy really is not
true.
Aligned with that.
Not allowing it to.
You have to allow it.
Yeah.
It's not, we are not doing anything. We are just allowing things to happen and we are not struggling with that. And every time mm-hmm. that we have doubts or we have, and when I say we, I mean my husband and
yeah.
I, because it's our expanded consciousness business. When we are in doubt, we simply shut down our systems and say, okay, let's allow it. And when we mm-hmm. allow it, and sometimes, yes, we explore our beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why would we have to believe in order for us to believe this,
yeah.
that we are created. And when we explore a belief, usually something comes up and then we said, okay, I got it.
Yeah.
But there are other times that we don't even explore our beliefs. There are some times that we simply say, okay, which is my excitement? And for us, our credo is that follow your excitement to the best of your abilities until
mm-hmm.
you can take it no further with zero expectations.
Yeah.
That's the most powerful thing in the world for us. Follow your excitement to the best of your abilities until you can take it no further with zero expectations.
I absolutely love it. And I just love how you guys are so in tuned with that feeling inside and actually that being. And to be able to actually, when you know that you're experiencing something, it's like, wait a minute, we're a little off track right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a gift. And I think we all can experience that,
yeah.
but so many people are actually shut down and they're unaware of their true self and they do things or act because that's what society has told us we need
yeah.
to do. And it's a very, very powerful thing to actually get to the place
yeah.
where you can, you
yeah.
feel and you can be aligned with that. And when you're in this place of alignment, there's that book, Flow. The author's name is impossible to pronounce. I'm sorry, author. It's a good book though, and I'm reading it right now, and it's extremely powerful.
Which
happens
is the name
when
of the book?
Flow.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
and
I'll have to.
Thing,
I have it here. I'll show it to you after.
One thing I want to add, by the way, we're like only have 3 minutes left, and
okay.
I can't believe
oh my
this
gosh.
Interview is going so fast. But one thing that you said, and I want to touch on this because I think it's so powerful, is you had said, you know, before that you really don't believe in luck because
yes.
and that's like Leanne and I too
yeah.
is, you know, we hear that a lot. We hear, oh, you're so lucky.
Yeah.
And we don't believe in luck because we really have created this reality for ourselves
mm-hmm.
and we are in flow and yes, of course, you know, things that aren't that favorable happen and we have to deal with those as we come. But, you know, it's really about allowing that to happen and it might not be a belief per se, but a knowing
yeah.
and really acting as if what you already desire has already taken place in, let's say, another reality or somewhere, so that you just have that knowingness and watching it really unfold before your eyes, which
yes.
sounds a little
yes.
like ooh, Matrix ooh. Style, but everything
but it is
in our surroundings
yeah.
is a reflection of what we create. Just like one person can take a situation
mm-hmm.
and where, you know, we might view it in one light where we learn something and we actually see it as a positive, someone else might go, oh, I can't believe that happened, and
sure.
have a completely different definition of exactly what happened.
Sure.
And so a lot of people have a hard time with this because allowing, you know, you know, things to happen and really taking responsibility for all the good that happens also means that you're also taking responsibility for creating the not so good.
And,
it's about
embracing uncertainty.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because uncertainty is the only thing that there is. I mean, nobody
right.
says that I'm going to be alive when I get home.
Yeah.
I mean, uncertainty is the only thing. And what I want to close with is that to tell people that this can be learned. Mm-hmm. This is something, sometimes people feel hopeless and they say, you are lucky, you are enlightened, you are this, you are that, mm-hmm. but you can learn that. And that's what we teach in our program. What we do is to plant seeds and to tell people this is possible. And then some people, like when people, you know, all your followers, they feel inspired by the kind of life that you have. You have inspired me a lot. I mean, wow, the way that you live in, I'm traveling here, I'm traveling there, I'm doing this. That is inspiring. And when people know that, okay, that's possible, there must be a way. And yeah. everybody have a different journey and that's okay. But there are ways in which people can really learn how to live that, mostly by unlearning what mm-hmm. they think they know. Yeah. Mostly the process is by unlearning what you know. But it's possible. It's possible to live the life of your dreams. It is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And with to just, no luck at all.
And to be okay with whatever, you know, is manifested into your reality and kind of overcome it in a way of realizing mm-hmm. that everything is an experience, like you said. And even though something can seem very, you know, quote unquote, unlucky to some people, or they want to feel that it's something external that caused this thing to happen in their lives, you know, whether it be good or bad, taking the time to think of, okay, what caused me to manifest this into my experience, and how can I then learn from it and then create what I want to create? So that's such a powerful takeaway
as well. Yeah, I have a saying, which is, if you want to go to the other side of the process and not live in it,
yeah,
it's like buying a ticket for a movie and never get into the theater.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot go to the other side of the process that you're living. You have to go through it. You have to leave the movie. You have to get into the theater, leave the movie, mm-hmm. and then you can get out. But you bought a ticket. If you're living an experience, good or bad,
yeah.
you bought the ticket. So go watch your movie.
Well, and it's interesting that you said good or bad, because when Alex was talking, a lot of the women that we interview, they always say, like, you know, difficult things happen and challenges, and you learn from the challenges. But then there's also, and I do believe in that, but then at the same time, I believe that what is.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily good or bad. Those are all labels that we have been raised to place on things. And when you can actually let go of those labels, like I've had a couple of things, and the old Leanne would have been like, damn it, like what's this and that? And oh, maybe crying. And then like, do you know what? It just is.
And it's empowering
and it's like just kind of that letting go, and it's feeling it. And sometimes my body's so full of sensation, and it's like, I used to relate that sensation to being bad, but no, it just is. And
I'm just experiencing it. Yeah, nothing is something until we make something out of that.
Exactly.
I love it. Well, we're definitely yeah. going to have to wrap up, but I just wanted
we're
to...
We're going to keep talking.
We're going to yeah. keep talking, but we want to let you ladies know, listening, that Evelyn and her husband are working on a launch that will happen later on this year.
I think that in a couple of months.
Okay, great. So we'll definitely keep you posted on that. And
sure.
she's going to have a ton of amazing information to share with you along, you know, these lines, and also a lot more really, really powerful stuff that you're definitely going to want to check out. So,
and maybe if you speak Spanish, it's the only way.
Yes.
You can go to elpoderdeser.com, which is thepowerofbeing.com.
Yes.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank
go
you
check
so
it out.
Much.
And we will keep everyone updated on what Evelyn is up to. And thank you so much for being here. And
thank you.
Absolutely amazing.
So grateful.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
Yeah,
thanks.
Bye, ladies.
Bye.